We're going to begin by looking at the word depend. Bondage and freedom depend on the mind. And consider it having nothing to do with bondage, freedom, or the mind. Consider it, for example, cooking an egg. In order to for the egg to be cooked and be eaten as you would like, consider the factors necessary So, no doubt you came up with at least five factors upon which a cooked egg is dependent. And now let's just consider taking a shower. All the factors upon which taking a shower are dependent. Now, if your eyes are not closed, please close them. And in both considerations, a cooked egg and a shower, did your list include sensations, the organs of the sensations? Right, to make an egg, even if it's a hard boiled one, not cracking the shell, you still need to lift the egg and put it into its pan or its pot. So that requires hand, it requires the sensation of touch, it requires the sensations of movement, of spatial dimensionality, and so forth. Time factors are involved. Time factors are about perception and mental predispositions and formulations of thought and conceptual bases, frames of reference. So, with these two seemingly mundane considerations, did our lists include the senses? And the senses that were involved, the mandala, various forms of contact, feeling, Various types of perception involved in the process, including the mental processes or and the mental processes, such as even having the desire, acting upon the desire, naming the particular desire, and so forth. And then there's the consciousness that at basis we call a self, like the collection of consciousnesses. But there is an eye consciousness that would have to see the egg, see the pan, see the hand moving. There is the eye consciousness that would see the knob for the water. Is it on hot? It is on cold. See the towel. There's consciousnesses related to each of the five basic senses, an eye consciousness, an ear consciousness, and so forth. And then there's a collection of all that that we call our consciousness in common modern vernacular. And even more than all of that comprise the self, which is why the self is non-existent, because it's a collection of uncountable factors that arise and come together in any given moment. So when Lama Mipham Rinpoche, more than 100, almost 150 years ago, stated this in a text, dependent on the mind, every single thing we listed and every single thing we can't think of or is not in our awareness, but is part of the process. All of it is mind. All of it. Not in the reductive, seeming almost arrogant way that the West uses that term, but in the comprehensive layers and dimensions of ways that that has been explored for thousands of years. In several Eastern traditions, and by the teachings of the Buddha, it was the most deeply and variously explored. So we'll meditate, but let's look at that first for a moment. Also, we're gonna, so there's all the sensations, which we use quite frequently as part of our settling. And we find that very beneficial in general. Contact, what are we sitting on, and so forth. That it works because it's part of the mind. That is to say, it helps us settle the mind to focus on sensation, as an example. Because sensations are part of the mind. That's why that helps, usually. So, right now, be present. And see if you can be non-two, being present, and have it really be so. And at the same time, watch, perceive all the collections, or several, the collections cohering and settling. And so there's a significant factor that we just hit. The mind watching the mind. It's important, significant to recognize that fact all through the day. That once we start to notice the usually not noticed, it is the mind watching the mind. Our reality is dependent on the mind. So we smile with that because that is very empowering. And as we just simply sit in this quietude, that quietude is empowering. Because the quietude is being experienced in many layers of our experience. Thus, in many layers of the mind. And in non-two fashion, we are present. And everything is so going on. Sitting, any sounds, breathing, whatever thoughts might come or go. But the quietude and one-pointedness of the mind, of being present, is a collection of dependencies. And that collection has been organized by your training. So we sit. And being present is a state of organized mind, as opposed to scattered, distracted, chasing, avoiding. So we sit present. We take a long, so deep breath. It, of course, being dependent on a variety of factors, including the mind that directs and thinks it is so. There's a significant thing being pointed at here by Lama Mipham. Worthy of our attention throughout the day. When any thought arises, even before it becomes a direction, a craving, a worry, a doubt, a happiness, even before it becomes that, which is a whole set of dependent factors all within the same mind. But even before that, so we're talking less than a second's worth of time. There is space. The something has not been labeled. The thought is still rather inchoate. And we have not collected as a self around that something as a perception, as a thought process, as an action, as an avoidance, as a whatever. But when we experience the gap, we're already quite often down the line a bit. The gap is, okay, choice. We consider that a gap quite often. But who knows how many steps already bound, actually, in bondage. We actually think the thing is a thing. We actually think that there's a choice, and so forth. So we have, of course, we all have to work with where we are in any given moment in our minds, in our circumstances, and so forth. So this is why it's so significant and why it all goes back to mirage, dewdrop, dream, lightning flash, and so forth. The mirage will never satisfy anyone's thirst or any animal's. There's no water in a mirage. And we chase mirages a lot. And most of them are actually just in our mind. So the mind is chasing the mind. We want to really is in our benefit to really examine. Really examine this bondage freedom thing and dependent, the idea of dependent, and that the mind is watching the mind. And that's when we get to that point of the mind is watching the mind, and we are watching the mind. Watch the mind. It's very important, very significant, and very worthwhile. There's a little more freedom there available to us. Love you all. Create your day.